Well, welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. On the Hurricane Center's clock, it is the noon Eastern update. We're looking at Hurricane Florence, and we're looking at a lot of other activity. Let's start off with Florence on satellite. You can definitely see the eye structure right in the middle, so definitely still a pretty strong hurricane, without a doubt a major hurricane. You get some small fluctuations in the wind, but the aircraft's out there giving us the latest and greatest information. And one thing I will point out, you look at it, the overall size of the system, very large size with, you know, we saw 12-foot seas extending 300 miles away from the center, which is absolutely staggering. When you look at it, very busy here at the Hurricane Center. We're monitoring this area of disturbed weather getting into the Gulf of Mexico. Also, Hurricane Florence, Tropical Storm Isaac, and Hurricane Helene. And we also got a little area up here with a little disturbed area as well. So we are concentrating on several different areas. So very busy here at the Hurricane Center. And one of the updates that we had at 11 o'clock, we're looking at Isaac. We do have hurricane watches up for some of the islands as Isaac slowly at first, but speeds up with time, moving west at 16 miles an hour and becoming a little portion of it becoming a hurricane, but for the most part staying a tropical storm. So some for the islands could see some hurricane gusts, could see some rainfall associated with it. With Florence, we do have the latest update. We're still looking at 130 miles an hour per the aircraft, but one of the big things that we look at is the forward speed. With time, we are still looking at a hurricane making landfall with catastrophic effects slowing down, which is going to compound the issues. So we are looking at dangerous life-threatening storm surge and also the inland rainfall with this system. So very dangerous situation. We do have storm surge watches and hurricane watch for portions of the South Carolina coast all the way up to the Virginia, North Carolina border. Let's look at some of those impacts a little closer. As I switch the graphic, rainfall is just the words catastrophic come to mind. Flash flooding, very life-threatening situation. We are looking at 15 to 20 inches of rain. Some places could get up to 30 inches of rainfall. And that's not just confined to the immediate coast. We see inland. We see inland portions of North Carolina and Virginia and even Delaware, Maryland, getting some of these high rainfall totals. And I will caution everybody, if you're watching this and you think you're just outside that area, depending on the uncertainty with the forecast, we have seen over the years, I've seen a lot of times some of these values could move left and a right. So just because you're not in there now, you might be in there later. So that's one of the big precautions with this. As we look forward to the storm surge, you know, we look at this. This is what we're looking at the watch. I mean, any one of these areas could greater than 3 foot of storm surge, and that's life-threatening. So we really dive into the details, and we see some of the effects of that storm surge. You really get the water piling. It's not just on the barrier islands. That water filters in. These rivers, you start looking at the Pamlico River, where they normally flow outward, and the Neuse River. What happens with a storm surge, you shove all that water in, it flows the opposite direction. And when it does that, especially compounded with the rainfall, that water can really pile up. And this map right here, we're looking at the potential storm surge flooding inundation above ground. And this map is just what could happen. And that's what we need to plan for. When you have life-threatening storm surge, you have to plan for what could happen. And what could happen in some of these areas is 10 to 12 foot of storm surge. And that's where we really have to be ready. So now's the time to prepare. Very dangerous, life-threatening hurricane. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.